Well, hey there. Thanks for tuning in to Transformed with Dr. Greg Gifford. And before we get to Dr. Gifford, I want to share some incredible news with you. We are launching very soon a completely different Gospel Partners Media. We have a powerhouse team of 8 theologically sound voices soon joining our ministry. Men like Pastor Brad Bigney, a certified biblical counselor in his own right. He'll be doing a podcast on marriage and family. If you've ever had questions about resolving conflicts in your own marriage or with your kids, well, get ready for Pastor Brad Bigney and several other men like Pastor Tim Challies and Dr. Adam Tyson and even more. But here's the thing, we need your help to make this a reality. We're right now in the middle of a $250,000 match campaign. By partnering with us, you're not just supporting our ministry, you're helping to reshape it in order to reach more people with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just visit transformed.org to get all the details right now. That's transformed.org.
What is
biblical counseling?
Biblical counseling will grow you from brokenness to wholeness.
I think what you just said made me look at those scenarios differently.
God replaced all my junk with a beautiful light.
God's really been changing the way that I parent my children.
The most amazing thing is the sufficiency of His Word.
This is Transformed. And now your host, Assistant Professor of Biblical Counseling at the Master's University and Certified Biblical Counselor, Dr. Greg Gifford.
Welcome back to Transform. My name is Dr. Greg Gifford, and we are talking through red flags when dating. So here is the way that I've tried to approach this series. Number one, I don't want you to come away from this series thinking, wow, Dr. Gifford has put this very high, unreachable standard for who we should date. I don't want to do that. I don't believe in that. I'm not trying to communicate that. I don't believe I did that whenever I was getting married. So I just want to be careful not to disqualify everyone in your life from being a potential. But I do want to give merit to things that need to change or things that you're just looking out for whenever you are getting married or when you are dating and you're considering a more serious, committed relationship with that individual. So one of the things that I said last episode is that we just want to make sure that a red flag is something like, if this continued the way that it is, it would be really bad for us. That's a red flag. Not that they laugh weird. I'm sure that those things might be bothersome. You know, I'm sure we all have idiosyncrasies that are annoying to each other. That's not necessarily a red flag. If they continue to laugh like this, I tell you what, this will be really bad for us. It's like, no, we're talking more about like personal sin that needs to change. Or we're talking more about relationship patterns that need to change. So those are red flags that really need to change. If they don't, it would be bad for us. That's kind of the parameters that I am setting for what these red flags might look like. So last episode, I did say personal, relational. Think about those as really areas that you're just looking to. Personal, for instance, was, you know, are they too willing to go all in with you too soon? You know, it's the third date and they want to get married. Let's go to Vegas. Woohoo! That might seem very fun in the moment, but there's actually greater concerns that come with that, or personal sin, or think of personal stewardship of finances. Those things are going to be red flags, things that you're just trying to keep an eye out for. Relationship stuff. I said that if there are multiple strained relationships and or estranged relationships, you do need to think about that. If that person has had issues with almost all of the relationships in their past, and they're now dating you, I did say, I think you're going to be the next one. So this is just the reality of relationship skills. So you're thinking about conflict resolution. You're thinking about how stubborn are they? You're thinking about, do they guilt you into things or do they cross purity boundaries? Those are relationship skills and how they respect you, how they interact with you, communicate with you. So today, let me introduce a couple of more overarching categories. The first will be professional, and then in our next segment, I'll go through the idea of spiritual. Let's talk about professional as a kind of a category, and I want to use professional regarding your vocation. So when we think about this, when you're earlier in life, most of us are dating earlier in life. Think, you know, it's late teens, 20s that you're in the dating game. In that dating game, most people have not arrived professionally. And I know there may be a few that are listening to this and they're single in their 50s or single in their late 40s or 60s, whatever that is. And you've kind of already accomplished what you professionally needed to accomplish. I've met with folks in counseling who they had a pension coming in already. They've retired, they did their 20 years, 25 years, 30 years somewhere, and they're on the back end of their career. That's great. That's just not the norm. The norm is that you're really starting it. And for most of you who are engaged in dating life right now, you're engaged with a person who's starting their professional life. So as they're starting their professional life, what you're looking for is that they have a trajectory for a career, not a clearly delineated career, but that they have some type of trajectory. What do I mean by that? That could be college. Some of you are dating in college, and that person is pursuing criminal justice, kinesiology. They're pursuing ministry, so they have a Bible degree. That's great. Each of those are a trajectory and a direction that they're working toward. Some of you are young professionals as you're listening to this, and you're looking that that person has a full-time job, and that full-time job is directional. Now, this is nothing against the full-time barista. You can be a full-time barista to the glory of God. But you're also looking, hey, if you're 24 and you're a full-time barista with no meaningful path towards management or advancement, we don't want you to be lingering in entry-level positions for the rest of your life. So praise the Lord for full-time baristas, but we just don't want to date them at this season. We're looking for a meaningful path, a vocational path. They're in their early 30s, and they've already done it to a certain degree. They've started their career. Perhaps they've already gone to graduate school. They have their MBA. They have seminary done. And we're now thinking, okay, great. This person has demonstrated faithfulness. They have a vocational path that is ahead of them. That trajectory is what we are looking for. I think it's unfair if you're looking for someone who has the experience of a 32-year-old and you're 25. Well, I'd like them to have their MBA already. I'd like them to be settled in their career. I'd like them to be moving from entry-level positions to career positions. Yeah, we all would like to be doing that, but that's just not the season of life. It takes time to get to those places. But when you're 32 and you're still the full-time barista, we have to say, all right, why are you still in an entry-level position here? What's the matter with your career and some of its trajectory? Ladies, I want you to take a more copious eye toward this for the guys that you're dating. When we talk about the guys that you're dating, if you are dating a guy that doesn't have a path, he has a lot of potentials. You know the difference? A path is he's been accepted to it. A path is he's in that school now. A path is he has started that career now. And potentials are, I'm going to apply for the fire department. I'm going to apply for school. I'm going to apply for that job. Hey, Macarena. I don't know why I just said that, but what I would say is be careful, because that is a red flag. That potential needs to become a reality instead of us saying, well, you know, he is going to apply for the fire department, for grad school, for a full-time job in the next 9 months, and I'm okay. We're okay with it. No, you're saying something like, I'm looking for that to happen for us to continue to move towards a more committed relationship with each other. If that doesn't happen, if he continues to have these potentials that don't become realities, this is a red flag. What is a red flag? If this continues the way it is, it will be really bad for us. That's what a red flag is. You need to be more gracious than you are being in the way that you're measuring future potential candidates. Not everybody has to work for Google. Not every 25-year-old is going to have the qualifications of a young 30s. And you're being gracious in your value. But you are looking for some type of path that they're on. This is what many of your parents are hoping you will do, that you'll look for someone that is on a meaningful career path. So professionally, just a couple more things to tease out. Because they're on a career path, that shows you something, that they have the ability to persevere. They have the ability to set goals and pursue them. That they have the ability to work and mostly work hard. I know that there are certain vocations that are easier than others, but they have the ability to work and they have the ability to work hard or to be diligent. Now, they don't have to be workaholics for them to be candidates. That's what a meaningful career path tells you. So what does a lack of a meaningful career path tell you? Maybe they don't know how to work. Maybe they are not resilient and they don't know how to persevere. Maybe they struggle to discipline themselves. Those professional things will come back to haunt us in the end. Consider this. Woe to you who ignore this red flag. Consider this, ladies. It is not fun to be the financial provider for your home. Maybe I'll do the Macarena song again. Are you listening to me? When you are the financial provider for your home as a wife, it is burdensome to you. Most ladies deep within, that is not what they desire. They want a husband that they can depend on. And if you're not careful, if you just say, you know what, he's going to apply to the fire department after we get married. He's going to apply for full-time work after we get married. And I'm just going to support him until then. No way, Jose. Back out of there. That is burdensome to you. And ladies, you are preparing to pierce yourself with many pains. I don't know you. I don't know him. I don't know your personal relationship. So just hear this as general wisdom. And other people have undoubtedly told you this. So think about this as just a professional red flag, enough for us to say, hey, we want to wait. Okay, so when I zoom out of professional life, I am looking for a person who just has some meaningful way of providing for themselves, and they are in that trajectory. And if they have that, praise the Lord. Do they have to be perfect at this? No. What are we looking for? Remember this criteria. What are we looking for? Humility and a willingness to change to be more like Jesus. So if you're dating that person that's in between, they're in between grad school and looking for a full-time job, cool. We're looking for them to change and continue to grow, be more like Christ. We're looking for humility beneath God's word. We're not looking for them to be perfect. But if those things are not happening, then yes, we do need to pump the brakes a little bit, and we're unwilling to enter into a more committed relationship with them until we see these things change. All right, so think of vocational. Think of vocational. I had this. All right, let's take a short break. Jimmy, I'm going to turn it over to you, sir. And when we come back, we're going to talk through this idea of what are some spiritual things to be thinking about in the realm of their relationship to God. So we'll be right back.
All righty. We will be back with Dr. Gifford in just a moment as he continues to navigate the tricky red flags in dating. But we're going to pause here for just a moment, because speaking of these red flags that he's navigating through, there's a resource that I want to highlight from the Transform website that I believe can help guide you in continued study in this area. It's a resource that's going to help you look inwardly. One of the biggest things that I think people can do in the dating realm is not only be aware of the red flags to look for, which Dr. Gifford is helping us with, but also look inwardly to see if any of those red flags are present. A book by Dr. Lou Priolo titled Selfishness can help you do just that. It's a book that dives deeply into the idea that selfishness is about superimposing our will over God's will, and that's a notion that often surfaces in relationships. It is an impactful resource, and you can find it right now at transformed.org. And hey, look, while you're there at transformed.org, I want to invite you to consider something special. Here at Transformed, along with our other sister initiatives like Wretched Radio and TV, Road Trip to Truth, Wretched Worldview, we are dedicated to bringing you biblical truth into the challenges we face every day. And this work is not just ours, it's also yours. So if you find value in what Dr. Gifford shares here on a weekly basis, if you find value in the other resources that we produce, we want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner. But we only ask that you consider this if you're already supporting your local church and you're not burdened by any kind of extravagant debt. And every bit of support helps us to continue helping more people just like you. All of the details right now can be found at transformed.org. And while you're there, one last thing that I want to point you to, I tell you every week, but our churches are in dire need of more biblical counselors. So if you've ever thought about that, listen, let me point you in the direction of a resource that should be on your bookshelf. It's Seeing with New Eyes by David Pallison. It's a book that explores the landscape of the human heart. It addresses diverse sin and struggles through the lens of biblical counseling. And as you've heard from Dr. Gifford, understanding our hearts and God's perspective is vital. And that's what Seeing with New Eyes by David Pallison offers. Very profound insight into doing just that. I highly recommend you taking a look at it now at transformed.org. Well, that is about all of the time I have. Let's jump back in now to those red flags that Dr. Gifford continues navigating. This is Transformed. Welcome back to Transformed.
We have a tendency to let our feelings be the engine that drives our lives. And when we do, despair is soon to follow.
And now your host, Dr. Greg Gifford.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks for the resources. Thanks for pointing people to Transformed. Many of you have emailed me, and I am so thankful and often moved by your kind words, greg@transformed.org. If you have questions, and I don't hate it when you encourage me and email just to say, hey, thanks, Dr. Gifford, for what you're doing. So keep sending them. All right, red flags up to this point. Well, we do have these personal red flags. We have relationship stuff that we're looking for. And then I just covered this idea of professional. The primary idea being that you're looking for some type of trajectory that they're on. And that knife does cut both ways, both for those that are male and female. Especially if we're thinking that we're in our 20s now, we should already be in the game in some way. We should already be working to a certain degree. We're looking for just a professional trajectory, but especially ladies looking for guys to have a professional trajectory. We're not playing games with that one. That one is very serious. It's not funny to be a wife who is providing for her family. It's actually quite burdensome. So ladies, don't play games with that one. We want you to believe the best about the guy you're dating. But if he is being a bum in his job, then that will come back to haunt you and your children if you continue in that relationship. So just be mindful of those things. Lastly, the spiritual sphere, spiritual red flags. So one of the things that I was given as helpful feedback is what are potentially seemingly spiritual things that actually tend to be more controlling things? Now, that was a very fascinating thought. What are seemingly spiritual things that a guy you're dating can do or a girl you're dating can do, but they're actually more controlling? Well, I'm just going to say he because I'm a guy and I can pick on guys easier, but I do think that this would be appropriate for ladies as well. So consider some of these red flags, and these would pertain to those that are really in church, but maybe these are seemingly spiritual things that would be more controlling. Number one, he is the one that knows doctrine better than the professionals, i.e. the pastors, the professors. He knows doctrine better than the ones that have published systematic theologies. He knows it better. And what you're going to find is that he does love the word. He's very committed to the study of the word, but it's more like an eclectic gathering of resources that he's committed to. This type of person is going to be loosely connected to their church because they think that their pastors really just don't know. They're not that informed. I find this to be a red flag because what can happen is if this continues to take place over and over and over, then this guy has a challenge or a struggle in humbling himself before other people. So you may look at him and be like, yeah, he just really loves the word. Man, he loves that Greek and that Hebrew. I'm so proud of him. And it's like, oh yeah, that's cool. But he thinks he knows it better than professionals. He's constantly critiquing the sermon. He's constantly critiquing the pastor's interpretation of things. He thinks he knows doctrine better than those that have gone to school for it. And sometimes I think that's laughable. I'm often amused by those that would go to their pastor and critique what their pastor says when they have no formal theological training. And I just think, well, that's pretty bold. But this is going to be a concern if it continues the way it is, because what will happen is the second point, which is my next concern, he bounces between churches because their preaching isn't, quote, solid. I'm just looking for a good church. That makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up just a little bit. You're probably thinking like, wow, that actually seems like a really good thing to say. And it does seem good for the first church. That does seem good. It's like, well, we just doctrinally didn't fit at that first church. But once you've done that twice, I'm very suspicious of you. Once you've done it three times, you're the problem. 100% you are the problem. You have not moved towns. The churches have not changed. There's been no pastoral turnover. You've done this three times because you're looking for a solid church. That's you. So what does that show you? That the person you're dating struggles to submit themselves to authority, spiritual leadership. They struggle to sit under a sermon preached by their pastor and say, yeah, that was good. They constantly say something like, well, I mean, there were some good things here and some bad things there. Ladies, run. That is a sign of a potentially controlling dude. He's got to get that under control. Because what will happen over time is there's never going to be that church that does it perfectly. So what is he going to do? He's going to start a church. and he's going to become the pastor of the cult/church. And then before long, he's going to have 20 people coming, 30 people coming, 40 people coming and saying something like, yes, I'm finally doing it right. It's finally being done right. That is not a healthy model for spirituality, for your growth. That's not a healthy model. So keep an eye out for that. Last thought on this kind of particular frame, he likes to be the spiritual leader, and he doesn't do well in environments where he is submitting to spiritual leaders. All right. Seems really great while you're dating, but can he submit to pastoral leadership? Does he look to the elders as being the authority and the pastors? And if he does not, if he wants to be the answer guru, if he wants to be the one that people come to but is unwilling to go to other people, to have other people speak into his life, then what happens over time is that he doesn't have any accountability in his life, and he is the quote-unquote sage for other people. I've seen men blow their lives apart because they liked to be the spiritual leader but didn't like to be spiritually led. They liked to be the one who was spiritually providing guidance, but they themselves did not submit to anybody. So those are things that seem really spiritual on the outset. He loves doctrine. He loves the word. He's always reading theology, but he's always critiquing the pastor, and he's got this list of churches that he's left because he's just looking for good preaching and solid doctrine. So concerns there. If he doesn't have a spiritual walk or she does not have a spiritual walk apart from you, that's just a concern. It's a red flag that you're thinking through. It doesn't mean that they're at the same spiritual maturity as you or that their gifts match your gifts. But if they have no relationship with the Lord, no seeming relationship with the Lord, you're concerned about that. That's a red flag you're thinking about for later. Okay. If there's no obvious engagement in the word, when I say engagement in the word, that's beyond Bible reading. Bible reading is a part of that, but there's no podcast like Transformed. There's no videos that they're listening to, no sermons that they're watching. There's no engagement with their word, with the word. You're just thinking, something ain't right about that. You may not be an avid reader, but there should be a level of activity with God's word. You started dating them, and they were not going to church before you started dating them. I would be very, very cautious. I would be even more cautious if they said something like, yeah, I was just really hurt by my last church, and that's why I haven't gone back. Those are like, those give me the heebie-jeebies, everybody. That was me having the heebie-jeebies, because what happens is that person did not fellowship because someone else potentially sinned against them. So they should have their own spiritual walk. There should be their own engagement in the word. They should have been in church already when you started dating them, a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. If they're not, red flags. Okay, last things that I would give to you. Think of your spiritual disciplines: praying, giving, serving, commissioning missionaries. You know, just think of some of those as spiritual disciplines that you're looking at their life for those types of disciplines. You sit down at dinner, you know, there's a great test. You're going on a date at dinner and he just starts creaming that cheeseburger and doesn't say, hey, do you mind if I pray for us before we eat? Oh, there's no prayer. Spiritual discipline. When we are thinking about this idea of giving, you're not going to know what that person is giving, but you'll pick up on things here and there about them needing to drop a check off, or that they need to pull their phone out real quick to donate through the app for church, or that they're going to give to this missions trip that's coming up. You're hearing things like that and you're thinking, oh, that's a great sign. I don't know what they're giving or how much they're giving, but you're looking for spiritual disciplines. So when you step back, listeners, when you step back, all of these are not intended to intimidate you. I don't want these to crowd out potential suitors. If you see these things, treat it like I'm trying to communicate. It's a red flag. If it doesn't change, if that continued, then that would be bad for us. So what are you looking for? Humility. Humility, they're submitting themselves to God's word, and there's a willingness to change to be more like Jesus. If you see that, I think you keep moving into a more committed relationship with them. If that's month two, or if that's year two, yes, you keep moving that direction. But if you don't see that, then I'm going to put it in park for a second, and we're just going to wait till I see some of those things changing before we lead or before we move into a more committed relationship. Hopefully you're thinking that through. Dr. Gifford's not trying to disqualify everybody. I'm not trying to do that. But I am trying to say, be discerning. Be discerning. And if you're not discerning and you marry a person that you saw red flags with, that really is a lack of wisdom on your part. So we're not looking for Mr. and Mrs. Perfect, but we're trying to be discerning as we're moving into dating relationships and then potentially engaged in married relationships. So I got to be done for today. Let me pray for you guys. Feel free to write in with extra questions. And if needed, we can do a future series on this topic again. So thank you. Lord, I come to you and I just pray for wisdom for my brothers and sisters that are in the dating game right now. May they be encouraged to be discerning, but not overly scrupulous. Some that are listening actually need to lower their expectations, that they're looking for someone that doesn't exist because they're looking for that perfect person. I pray that you would help each of us to be people that are worthy of being dated. We are godly candidates to be dated. And that as we do that, that we have discernment for those that are potential suitors for us to date. So Lord, just give us grace in this process. We want to have marriages that honor you. We want to have relationships that honor you. And we want to have relationships that are a blessing and enjoyable as well. So help us to do that in that order, to honor you in our relationships and then to pursue peace within those relationships for each other. And may you be glorified in all of this, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been Transformed with Dr. Greg Gifford, a production of Gospel Partners Media. Our website, of course, is transformed.org, and it is your central hub for finding in-depth information on all things Transformed. If you've enjoyed Transformed with Dr. Greg Gifford, consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family. Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly Gospel Partner? And until next time, go serve your King.